Blog Talk Radio.
Kill that. There we go. Good morning, everybody. I just want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great.
Okay, I'm trying to get this music to stop, and it won't. I just want to welcome everybody to our radio show. This is Soul Sister Radio, and we want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. And it's really exciting to be here. We started the show last week, and again, I just want to do a quick introduction. I want to welcome everybody to the show, and I want to welcome everybody in our chat room, and welcome the hosts and my guest co-hosts and my guests that are going to be on the show. I want to welcome our listeners that are listening live and also in our archives later on. We're getting a lot of great responses to people listening to our archives. But I also want to introduce you to our chat room. For those who are in our chat room, welcome everybody. And if you do not have a Blog Talk Radio account, I would highly recommend that you go ahead and log on real quick. And that way, because if you're a guest, you can't chat in the chat room. But it's a free account, so you can go ahead and do it. Jed, I know that Jed is our guest producer today. Jed, hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Could you please tell our specifically our guests in the chat room how they can go ahead and get an account?
Oh, yes. It's really, really, really simple. There's guests 1838, 1845, and 1863. And like Maria said, you cannot enjoy the conversation in the chat. So just log back out, turn off, turn back on, and when it says join, all you do is just join. You fill out your name and you create an account that's free. It takes about 30 seconds. And then you can enjoy the conversation.
Wonderful. Thanks. Exactly. Thank you so much. And I don't see Coretta in the chat room yet, but she is going to be there and taking care of everybody in the chat room. Real quick, I just want to really thank everybody who supports and sponsors our show. There are quite a few of them out there, and I want to throw out the thank yous. And there are two specifically, just Rebecca Law Unlimited and Spa Gyms, and we'll share more about those in the future. And I'm really happy because without our sponsors and the people that really support us, we couldn't be here today on Sunday sharing this new way of rebooting church with you. Again, let me just share a little bit about Soul Sister Sunday with you. Real quick, I want to introduce our hosts, and you have me, Maria DiGiovanni, and I am the CEO of For Beyond the Green International Ministries, which is a project under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen, and we'll share more about that in a few minutes. Next, we have Magdalena Gomez, and Magdalena, I would love for you real quick to share a little bit with our audience your ministry background. And again, Soul Sister Sunday is our way of rebooting church, and that means redefining what church means, and not so much in the conventional way, but what we are doing right now is considered church, quote unquote. So Magdalena, just real quick, share with our audience the background that you have in ministry.
Well, I would say the basis of my foundation did start off in a Catholic background. I mean, that's all I knew from, you know, conception till I was older, 19 years old. I joined a campus ministry, and it wasn't really till then that I really learned to study God's word, and in turn, I was able to study the Bible with people. I led a Bible talk, and really, that's my background is, you know, I was helping bring souls to the Lord, but, you know, then I veered off in life, and I just feel like God is calling me back to this purpose because he has a purpose for me, and that's why I'm here to you know, get back to the source, get back to the Father.
Very cool. Then we have Rebecca Lawler, who is the founder of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and Rebecca Lawler Limited. And, wow, her background, again, is pretty spectacular. And I've known Rebecca for 12 years. So, Rebecca, real quick, go ahead and tell our audience a little bit about you and your background in ministry work.
Well, good morning, and it's great to be here. I was very blessed early on to have just gone to a really fabulous church in Orlando, Florida. and started traveling when I was very young to different countries and visiting orphanages and taking Bibles and food and clothing, which was just a wonderful experience for me. Went to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, studied the Bible there for a few years, really had a passion to go into the ministry, and worked and helped volunteer in high school with Young Life, and also did that in college, which is a phenomenal organization that really helps kids and leads them to Christ. And then wanted to really make a difference, started Hearts of Hope. A few years back, about 10 years now, and with that, it was sort of a ministry to me where we went and helped kids who were abused and women who were abused, and so it's just been an amazing time for me, and we've done a lot of great things through Hearts of Hope, and my time at Liberty was awesome because I was able to really get to know the Lord. The Baptists have a great way of really making you read and teaching you the Bible, so that's been a very big part of my life, and it's great to be here, and thank you for having me on the show.
I'm
excited about this morning. We've had a lot of, I'm excited. We've got so much greatness going on today with so many great men on the show, Maria.
I know, and that's what this show is about today, because we to highlight a little bit about what we did last week, and I can feel your passion, Rebecca, and that really helps me right now because, wow, what we're in the middle of is something pretty exciting.
It is.
Again, this is the year 2012, and as we talked about last week, this is the year of the dragon, and on the 21st of January will be Chinese New Year. And it happens to be the year of the dragon. And again, we started the new year with the woman of the dragon and the dragon, which is Revelations 12, and how it pertains to what's going on. And last week, we talked about a little bit of the scripture, Revelations 1 through 12. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But it was really pertaining to the dragons in our life. And if you know anything about a dragon, when it comes to scripture, it's the enemy. And as you all know, when you're just walking a path and just walking in life, when you start to do things correctly, or as what we like to call it, more and more Christ-like, okay, you get adversity thrown at you in some really hard subjects and trials that you usually go through, and that's what represents the dragon. And I've had a couple dragons this week in my life, and I don't know if you two ladies have, but I'd like to share a little bit. And I also want to thank you, because when my biggest fear is coming up against my memories of child sexual abuse, and this week the dragon gave me a sucker punch with a reality that I wasn't quite sure I was ready to accept. But, boy, it gave me a lot of puzzle pieces. And even though the enemy wanted to take me out, I reached out to those people that I hold on to, you two, and, you know, Magdalena and Rebecca. Wow, when we come to slay dragons, the best thing that we have as far as weapons are the people around us to help us fight these dragons. Magdalena, is there any dragon that you slayed this week that you just want to share real quick?
Yes, actually, there's been a dragon that's been, I'd say for the past 2 months, that's, you know, it was a domestic violence issue, and I'm having to face this person in court coming week and in another 3 weeks. So, you know, there's always the fear of dealing with the situation emotionally and whatnot. Really, the only way that I can truly slay the dragon is to putting my faith in God. I mean, there's just no other way for me to do this, because then I will be in fear. I will be in worry. I will be stressing out. And that's not how I want to live. Living is living by the faith of God. And that's the only way I can slay this dragon.
And the great thing is that people that know you, they have no idea what you're going through, and you shared a little bit more than I expected you to. And You know, it's, again, we're all here to experience this, and you will slay that dragon on Wednesday, there's no doubt. Why? Because we have a covering over us, and that's what this show is about, and we are under eagle's wings, and we'll touch more about that in a minute. But, Rebecca, did you have any dragons that you had to slay this week?
Well, you know, I think that, as you know, my background, and a lot of people do, I, you know, dealt with some early childhood abuse. And I think sometimes life just brings us triggers and maybe circumstances where if we've been, you know, things happen in our life and we are triggered. And so it's just an issue with a business partner. But with God's grace, I think that, that you know, his love and light is shining through. And I love that verse, which is in James 12, if we continue to go forward and know that God's grace and love is there for us, I think we can get to the other side and really overcome our obstacles and difficulties, and with each other, too. So thanks for being there for me this week, ladies.
No, it's all good. And again, thank you, ladies, for being there for me. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, again, I want Magdalena to read the last verse that we ended with last week, and that was Revelation 12:12. And then that's going to bring us into the rest of the scripture, which is Revelation 13-17. And then I'm going to introduce our amazing guest and how him being here and the men that are also joining us on the show, how they are truly the eagles that are allowing us ladies to soar. So Magdalena, can you read Revelation 12:12 for me?
Yes. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short.
To me, I'm excited about this because of the amazing level of men that we have behind us. And in the next part of the scripture that Magdalene is going to read, when we started doing the Bible study last week and this scripture popped up, I couldn't help but see an amazing man before me when Magdalene was reading about being under eagle's wings. And this man is the guest on our show. And Magdalena, go ahead and read 13-17, and then I cannot wait to introduce our guest.
Absolutely. Verse 13, when the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with a torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
Exciting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's good. That's very powerful.
It's extremely powerful. And and when you read it last week and this gentleman's face came to my mind, because truly, ladies, back in November of 2008, I had the honor and the privilege of attending a knighting ceremony here in California, which I did not know that it even existed. And what I experienced was something so overwhelming, and it was a knighting of the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen. This is a charitable organization now, but it did start in 312 AD. And the Grand Prior General for the United States is actually for the Grand Prior General period, is here with us today. And I want to introduce you to His Grace, the Duke of Gardam, Mr. Michael Schmagmark. Are you there, Your Grace?
Yes, good morning, Maria.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you very much.
Again, I just want to thank you for being on the show, And last week when we were speaking about the scripture and the eagle's wings came up, your emblem is what I showed the ladies. And again, without you, sir, for Beyond the Green International Ministries and what we're doing here and how we're reaching out and how we're elevating and empowering other women who have overcome obstacles, what you are doing and what you are allowing me to be able to dream, I cannot thank you enough for allowing us to rest under your eagle's wing, sir.
Thank you very kindly. I do want to congratulate yourself on being able to put such a show on. As in the past, I did the TV shows, and I know the time that goes into preparation and so on. But the topics are fantastic topics, especially the days that we live in. And you mentioned the eagle that we fly under, so to speak, is the Byzantine eagle, which is basically a black double-headed eagle on a golden field, and that is the flag of Byzantium. As we all know, had it not been for Constantine the Great, perhaps we would not have been able to have this show today.
Right. Isn't that incredible? And now that you've mentioned this, I would like for you to share a little bit with the audience, a little bit about your background, you coming from Belgium, how you ended up in the United States, and how you ended up with this amazing responsibility of holding all of us up underneath you.
I'll be glad to. As you mentioned, I was born and raised in Belgium, and at the age of 21, had graduated out of college and didn't really not know what to do with myself. So my mom had cousins here living in California. She said, well, why don't you go spend some time in the U.S.? Maybe you'll get an idea what you want to do in life. So I did. I moved over here and applied for residence and then later on became a citizen. But life is kind of wonderful in many, many ways, but through some of the hardships that we all experience in our lifetime, some good things come out of it. As I mentioned, I was born in Belgium in 1941. During World War II, where the Germans at that time already had overrun Belgium and a few other countries, but my grandfather on my mother's side, my father and my mother, they were part of the underground, the Belgium underground. And they fought the Germans constantly through different things, blown up trains, you name it, they did it. And eventually there was a poster put out on them, and they were declared terrorists. And there was a poster put out with a sum of money, and unfortunately, because of that sum of money, they were betrayed by Belgians, which they actually were apprehended and taken to the citadel of Liège. And then about three to 4 weeks, they were executed in the citadel. So what really did touch my life is as we lost everything, because once the Germans came in, they basically, and I'll never forget that day, I may have been only 3 years old, but they came in, the Gestapo and the SS, and they just banged in the door, destroyed almost anything in their way, and found my grandfather, took him away, and so on. But in the meantime, here in the United States, there were schools that were picking up the charity work for the orphans. Even though I did not lose my mother, I almost lost my mother because she was able to run and hide, so I did not lose her. But right here, especially here in California, one of the schools is the site of the job, my brother and I. And almost on a monthly basis, we used to receive large boxes with canned food and clothing and things like that. That may not mean a lot to us nowadays, but as children, if you don't have anything, that means a heck of a lot, and you remember these things. So other things, again, the negative things turned out to be a positive, because I'll never forget that till the day I die. And I decided once I am able to do so myself, I was going to continue doing this kind of work. So that's where the Order of Constantine the Great came by. And back in 1999, I was asked by a gentleman which is in his 80s at that time, to take the order over for him. And we actually started the order here up again. Restarted in 1999.
Real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. Why don't you go ahead and share with our audience, again, I just touched base a little bit, because one of the things that I am so grateful for is the Order of Constantine the Great. We are surrounded by incredible men and ladies, but right now I really want to focus on the men, because you have two dames with you right now, and again, we're both honored, and how great was it to watch you, make Rebecca a dame in the order. But for our listeners, why don't you share a little bit about what is the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen, and what we are doing to better the world and what our goals are in the future.
Okay, I'll be glad to do so. Right here in the United States, I think the order 25, I can't keep track of it, 23 or 25 countries worldwide, and we're basically on all four continents at this time. But we do have some great people, and that includes you and Dame Rebecca. But some of the men that you just mentioned, we just had a gentleman returning from Afghanistan, Colonel Bill Winter. And that was his sport tour. Can you believe that? That was his sport tour.
Amazing.
He served twice in Iraq, and then he served twice in Afghanistan. And just about midweek, I received an email from him saying that he was back in town, that he wanted to get back involved with the order. So those are the kind of people that we have. We have lots of military and ex-military people on board, and then we have a lot of great businessmen on board as well, too.
Yeah, again, the level of men but then again, this pertains to what it is that we've gone through, too. We've had dragons that have tried to infiltrate what it is that we're doing, Your Grace, as you know. And look at how quickly we were protected from this dragon. The scripture blew me away when it talks about how the eagle and us being protected, and how you got rid of what was it, Magdalena? Something about the water. And how it saved us, because he drank the water that the dragon did or whatever. So ironically, our dragon's on the other side of the ocean, and I just kind of laughed and thought, wow, isn't that, doesn't that just totally, tie this into what we've gone through personally just in the past few months. But again, how great has it been to watch how the enemy, the dragon, can even come into what we think is a safe place and really try to be deceitful in such a way that it could have harmed somebody really well. But look at how quickly you, as our covering, came in and you took care of the situation. And I want to thank you about that for that. And it was just incredible to watch. But I would like yes, please do.
Well, I want to go back to Revelations verse 7, and this will pertain to Your Grace. And it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. So the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. But it wasn't until Archangel Michael came and fought. And I think that definitely relates to our grace, Your Grace.
Well, thank you. That's quite a little ovation from even being to an angel. But the scriptures are there, and they've proven themselves almost every day. Unfortunately, when you have a large order such as ours, some people, as Maria mentioned, some dragons will creep in there. But thank God that we're able to find them out very quickly, and we're able to do away with them. But that's any organization where you have lots of people joining. There's not much we can do about it in the beginning. If somebody comes to me and say, I am so-and-so and so-and-so, I can't say, well, you're a liar, I don't want to hear from you again, and things like that. I have to take people as they present themselves to me. And I do accept them as they present them to me until they show me something different. Then I have to take some action.
I want to, real quick, I know that one of our guests needs to leave, so I want to bring him on real quick. And Jed, are you there? I have him working two things right now, so maybe he's on mute. Jed, you met him, His Grace. He did come fly in from Oregon, and he was one of our guest speakers at our women's conference, which was pretty great, because he spoke about how to recognize an authentic man. And it was a privilege to have him at the knighting ceremony. And Jed, if you are still there, can you hear me?
We may have lost him.
We may have lost him. So Jed is another example of
Here.
Oh,
sorry.
There you are. Hey, how are you doing?
I got myself muted out. I was previewing some of our other guests.
Okay, good. Tell me, you met His Grace, so you can say hello to His Grace. But what was your observation of what you experienced at the knighting ceremony on October 22nd of 2011?
Well, the interesting thing for me is that this was all very, very new. I was mesmerized. I was in awe, and I found myself it was something very new to me. And as you know, Maria, this whole process for me in my spiritual walk is relatively new in my 55 years. So I'm very open to, learning as much as I can about my spiritual walk, along with all the things that good, powerful people are doing in the world that I didn't otherwise know. So this is an organization that I'm very interested in, and was very excited to be a part of, and very honored to be asked to be a guest. So it was met a lot of wonderful people, people that really stand strong on principle and are amazing human beings.
Well, it was such an honor to have you with us, and I can't wait to do it again this year and bring us all together again, because that's, again, what this is about. And ironically, we are all gathering under Eagle's wings, so I think that's pretty incredible. And it also gave us the strength, I think, when we were all together in October, to get ready for this year. So, Jed, thank you so much, and I know you have to leave. Go ahead and let the other guests go ahead and join us now. I'm not sure who they are, but go ahead and let them join us, and we'll move forward. Okay. So if you've got to go, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay. There was one, 323. You're live on the line.
Hi, my name is Frank Bocelli, founder of Music for Our Children.
Oh, how are you, Frank?
Maria, it is so good to talk to you.
Very good. Do you have any questions for His Grace? And maybe you, as a warrior yourself and someone who is a guardian for women, why don't you, if you have any questions that you have for His Grace, or if you'd like to say hello, please do so.
I've got to tell you, Maria, as far as a guardian for women, I'm a mechanic and a handyman, and I strive on going. I have gone to like Home Depots and seen women walking through there, and without hesitation, handed them my card just so that I could help them and know that know that they wouldn't get burned during the job for them. And I've got three beautiful daughters, so those are the three that I really would like to say that I protect the most. But I am a dragon. I am a dragon, Maria, and I'd love to put a twist on this, because Music for Our Children is something that I believe wholly that is God's will. Being taking music out of public schools will be the death of us. It really will.
I know, and we've talked about that before. And again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and supporting what we're doing. I was surprised to see that you were calling, but thank you so much for being on the show. We also have Coretta on the show. Coretta, are you with us now?
Yes, I am, Maria. Can you hear me?
I am. How are you, Coretta? Happy birthday.
I am good.
How are
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I had a wonderful birthday evening leading into today. I've never fought so hard to get to church as I did this morning. Hotel we're in does not have blocks the access to Blog Talk Radio, so I couldn't do the chat room this morning because I can't access it, and I'm running all over trying to get to get to church this morning. And the funniest thing is, and I'm listening, and the guest Frank, who was just on in regards to music, you know, I went to see a rock show last night.
Yeah.
And that's why I have no voice this morning. I'm not sick. I feel wonderful. we screamed, we shouted, we just loved our band because we've supported them for nearly 22 years. They're a local band that went and became an international sensation. And music, so important. This couldn't have happened. This is my favorite band. So the fact that they were here in New Jersey for, you know, on my birthday weekend meant so much. But
I wanted to listen to a little bit more, but I know His Grace is on, and we have just a little bit of time with him. So and because you have been to two of our investitures, I want you to share, and Your Grace, you've met Coretta twice. She is one of our ambassadors with Four, and she's also we're making her a lady in waiting, along with Magdalena and Beth and Becky are also going to be joining us under the Imperial Order. But Coretta, I know that you've witnessed. If you would like to say hello to His Grace first, and then share with His Grace and our audience what you've experienced and what you've witnessed in the 4 years now that you've been involved.
First, good morning, Your Grace. It's an honor to speak to you, as always. Each time that I've had the honor to be a guest at an investiture, which coming from my standpoint, when I tell people, I'm going to a knighting ceremony. Yes, to a knighting ceremony with the oldest order of chivalry in existence. Wonderful. Just chills up your spine. But when you're sitting there and you're actually watching something that is ancient and, you know, predates anything remotely to be considered of importance today is so deeply overwhelming and just honor-driven. And the fact that I'm a part of this just personally elevates yourself to a new frame of mind.
Let me stop you right there, Coretta, real quick. Your Grace, why don't you go ahead and share with our audience what it is to actually be a knight in the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great? Did we lose him? You guys there?
We're here.
Did we lose His Grace? Hold on. Are you there?
As I mentioned, we need to make one correction.
Your Grace?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you were on mute. So can you please try that one more time? I want you to explain to the audience what it is and what it means to be a knight under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great.
Gladly. As I mentioned, first we need to correct one mistake. A lot of people are saying that we included us in the beginning, that we were created in 312. That is a fallacy. The order was actually created in 330 by the son of Constantine the Great in honor of his father's victory at the Melvin Bridge in 312.
Okay.
So that's an important point to remember. So we were created in 330 by Constantine the Great's son in honor of his father. And then the Order of St. Helen was created at the same time to honor St. Helen's work in the Holy Land, so to speak. As you know, Constantine the Great financed her trust to the Holy Land, and apparently she has found so many different types of relics and locations and so on. So, at this time, we are taking applications for membership for the Order of St. Helen as well as the Order of Constantine the Great. We're looking for men and women of high quality that not only can share their time with us, but some of their finances, as every organization works on money, it's just like everything else. So we're looking for people of good character that can join us with their time and with some of their monies. The order exists only for two reasons. First is to recompense an individual with an honorary ladyship or dameship or knighthood because for what they had done for others. And a lot of kids, as you know, Maria, I used to work part-time for the Riverside School District in security. A lot of kids that know who I am, they would come up and say, "Hey, Mr. Mike, what does it take to become a knight?" And I always thought this was a great question coming out of the kids. And I would use a very simple answer, something that they could grasp and understand. And the thing is, let's say you're a successful rock and roll star and you make lots of money. Does this qualify you to become a knight in the order? And of course the answer would be no. That they can understand. But then you use the same example. Let's say that you are a successful rock and roll star. You have lots of money. But you share that money and your time with others. Does that qualify you to become a knight or a dame in the orders? And the answer, of course, would be yes. And then collectively, through our annual dues, we do what we can to help others. For the last 3 years in a row, we have given over $25,000 to charity. And our goal, of course, is to grow so that we can do more in the near future.
Which is why I'm honored and blessed to be able to come under the Imperial Order. And again, For Beyond the Green International Ministries is a project under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen. And I'm blessed because one of the things that I'm learning, which pertains to Revelations 12, is we as women sometimes need a covering in order for us to grow. And one of the things that I tell the ladies around me is to stay focused on your own dream. And if each of us stay focused on your own dream, then we are all part of the body. And what I'm learning is that you, by being our covering, you're giving us that permission to do it. And what it is you're granting us to be the fundraising arm for the order. And I am blessed and honored because, wow, to be under this nonprofit venture development project is an honor. And it's even better knowing that we have an army of knights that are standing behind us, that are all have a level of integrity and are watching our back and making sure that we have the tools that we need to be successful individually so collectively we can raise more money. And yes, we try, especially on Sunday, and we were talking about this earlier, and how you go to church and everybody is asking for a dollar. And even though we hate that money is there, it's the love of money that kills, not money. And we all want to be able to produce an amazing events that people will be able to want to go to, and it doesn't even, they don't care if it has anything to do with a fundraiser. So producing events to be able to do that so we can go ahead and give more is Four's goal, and us being underneath you is giving us that opportunity to do it. So again, I want to thank you so much and know that we have so many fundraising opportunities this year that I'm so excited about. One of the trips, though, that we're going to be taking under the order is in October. So I would like for you to share with our audience about where we're going in October this year.
Certainly. First, thank you for your kind comments. We were very fortunate that we were able to get the status that the IRS has given us. As you know, it takes 5 years to qualify for this. But we had a gentleman, which was a tax lawyer, that actually did all the paperwork for us for free and got us the 503C. And then we were on a 5-year probation, and we passed that with flying colors. So we now have a permanent, I hope it's permanent, status with the IRS. And that also helps out our knights and dames. Anyone that wants to contribute through the order can take write this off as a tax deduction. But in regards to our trips, seems like this year I'll be going somewhere about once a month. I just came back from San Jose a few days ago, and the 1st of February I'll be flying off to Finland, inducting about 12 individuals in Helsinki. And then in March I'll be flying over to northern Italy. And I've got a few trips planned throughout the year, but going back to October, this year, we will be celebrating the 1,700th anniversary of the Battle of the Malvern Bridge, where Constantine the Great actually conquered the Emperor of Rome and then was proclaimed Emperor of the Roman Empire. So that is a great feast for everyone. As I always said, if it had been for Constantine the Great, we probably would not be having this show here today.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's the one that actually accepted Christianity to be the official religion of the Roman Empire. But then when you study him, you can see the 7 councils that he was in charge of. Because once he got involved with religion, he saw also the dangers of organized religions where men basically got greedy and they want to do this and do that. So the Council of Nicaea was a good breakthrough for him. But we always talk about the Council of Nicaea, but we forget about the other councils he had as well, too. He, as emperor, at that time was able to order all the religious leaders to meet in one location and kind of bring all these people together and to have one direction. But the reason we're going down there again is to celebrate the 1,700th anniversary of the Battle of the Malvern Bridge. And as you know, the bridge is still standing today. That's the way the Romans used to build. And we'll see all the sites. And then there's a possibility that prior to going to Rome, we would like to go down to Istanbul, Constantinople.
Really?
I was there about a year ago to see all the old sites. And if you want to really see some sites, they're there. I mean, Constantinople, you almost need about 2 weeks to be able to study everything that the Byzantine emperors created out there. Of course, the Hagia Sophia still stands after 1,500 years. The Church of St. Irene is still standing as it used to be after Byzantium was conquered. Of course, you got the Blue Mosque, which is a fantastic building by itself. We have the fortification of the city, the ramparts and the walls, actually. The reason it took Mohammed the Conqueror 8 weeks to conquer that city is because they actually had 3 walls that surrounded the city. And, of course, they had they were covered by water on 3 sides. So these are tremendous trips that we've taken. They're very educational. A couple of years ago, we went to France, Belgium, Germany, and Holland. And we had my neighbor, Sir Paul, which is also one of our members. He brought his 11-year-old boy with us, and that kid really came back, and he was just excited what he had seen and things like that. It was very funny. The first stop we made on the trip was Paris, and once we were unpacked, I asked him, I asked the kid, "What would you like to see first?" And, of course, the very first thing he said, the Eiffel Tower. Did not surprise me, but that's what children, when you talk about Paris, that's what they see. They see everybody else does, too, because it stands right in the middle of the city, and it's very tall. So, but we also had chances to go to the Louvre, and I was surprised at his age that he was so interested in some of the paintings, the sculptures and things of that sort. So we're looking forward for a good trip. I have about 20 members in Finland that have indicated that they wish to go. I have four people in Belgium. Of course, we have Italian knights and ladies that will gather with us. And so far, I think I've got about 14 Americans that wish to go.
Well, very good, which is going to bring us into what we're going to be starting to read next week. And I want you to open up the Bible Magdalena to Revelations 1:11. And it absolutely pertains to what His Grace is talking about now. And so I want to touch base on that. And it's funny because I grew up Catholic as well, and I don't know Scripture. God always teaches me how to read the Bible by time and by numbers. And 111 was coming up a lot. So, Magdalena, I would like for you to read what 111 is. And you don't have to say all the names. End at churches, because I really believe that churches, another name for churches is also continents. So can you read that scripture for me real quick?
Sure. Verse 11, it says, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches.
There's another version, too, and I'm not sure which one it is. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Try the Amplified version of Bible Gateway, and here I'm plugging Bible Gateway. But it talks about, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and take what you know and go to the seven churches. And I really believe that that's the seven continents. Rebecca, I want you to touch base on this because I know that we've talked about this. And what an amazing opportunity to be under these eagle's wings, around and surrounded by these knights, all full of armor, and we're armored up, ready to go out into the world and simply just by being who it is that we are. So can you touch a little bit about Revelations 1:11 and how that is pertaining to where we're going and how we're moving forward?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good morning, His Grace. It's so wonderful to hear your voice and to be able to have you on the show this morning. I remember I was so blessed to have met him about a year and a half ago, and I'm just amazed at the work that they do as an order and how they are passionate about helping children. So thank you so much for that.
I'm going to throw this in. And again, it's for those people who don't know, Rebecca became a dame under the Imperial Order of St. Helen this past October 22nd, and His Grace was the one who got the honor to do that. So I just wanted to throw that in real quick, and it was such an honor to be able to watch that, Rebecca.
Well, thank you, and it really was. I know we chatted just a few minutes ago. You know, it was just when you're at a moment in your time, in your life, actually, that means so very much to you. And that is really life-changing. It was a life-changing moment, and I thank you both for, especially His Grace and the Order, for allowing me to be a part of it. I think that your work that you do around the world is something that is admired and very much respected. And to just have the opportunity to be a part of that is life-changing for me. I know it has been for Maria and for many others that you continue to help, and for all the great things that you do. But when we talked about this and you asked me to go back to the verse, Maria, I think that for a very long time you and I have had a dream and a vision of getting the Word and the Bible and just helping people. And so I'm just so happy to be here today to be a part of this new way of allowing ourselves to talk about the Lord and share His love for others. And we're excited about going to Italy. I think that will be life-changing. And just to be able to be part of that is very inspiring, and it allows me to get excited about the work that we are doing.
It amazes me on how we're walking this path, and just it doesn't matter what religion you are, what nationality you are. It really doesn't matter. What's mattering, what I think is happening, is the truth is the truth is the truth. And we talked about how this isn't anything to do with religion, and it has everything to do with practical education. And just reading Revelations 12 these past 2 weeks and seeing what God has created under our own lives. Rebecca, you and I have been together 12, 13 years now. Watching it, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, who you are. The truth is truth is the truth. And look at the woman and the dragon in Revelations 12, and this is the year 2012, and it's just the truth. So the great thing about this ministry and being able to be under eagle's wings and to soar is that all we have to do is be ourselves. That's the greatest thing. All we have to do is be ourselves, pick up this amazing book that was inspired by God to write, and just practically utilize it. And Magdalena, you've been watching it. You're new into this organization for about a year now. Welcome. And you are going to become a lady in waiting. We're going to put your application in with His grace and make sure that everything goes smoothly. But how do you feel about being able to be a lady in waiting, being able to go out to the seven continents, the seven churches, underneath these eagle's wings, and how this may be able to change your life as well?
Well, I can honestly say it's an honor, and I do feel it is part of my calling to be there and to partake in what God's higher purpose is for me. So it is an honor. I am humbled, and I just look forward to the experience and what I will be going through as a person, learning, and being able to give back as well.
Great. I'm honored to have these women around us. Real quick, Magdalena, when it pertains to Scripture and with what we've read with Revelations 12 and how we're going to move forward, and I think we're going to go ahead and start with Revelations 1 next week, give us a little insight on where you see next week's show going.
Well, that's really exciting because, Revelations, I mean, we can talk about so much, but to me it is just, it is our preparation for eternity, and I think this is where I feel it's our calling to share that with others. And in regards to Revelations, let me go to 12, 13, it says I can share about scriptures, verse 17. It says the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring. I mean, he's talking about everybody. So this is really, it's about being prepared, I think, and being prepared in the Lord and putting our faith with Him. And to me, that's where I just feel that higher calling, that we need to bond together, that we are the reason we're here is to, it's a bonding time with the family, and the church is the family, and you guys are my family. I mean, that to me is what I feel that it is. It's about being together.
Well, that's what this particular show is about. It's about redefining, like I said, redefining and rebooting what our thought process of church is. And we have just a couple minutes left, so real quick, I want to thank His Grace for coming on the show today. It's been a complete honor and a privilege to have you here, sir. And real quick, I want you to share with our audience how they can get a hold of anybody at the order or share the website and what we're doing. To go ahead and just share that with the audience, sir.
Thank you. The very simple and the most expedient way to get a hold of the order is to go to www.theorphans.org. orderofconstantinethegreat.com. And there's a lot of information on there. And if that does not answer all their questions, there are some email addresses as well as telephone numbers, I believe, that they can reach us. They could reach Chevalier John Cuervas in Portland, as well as myself. Also, His Excellency Michael Tomlin can be reached, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions that they may have. If I have about 30 seconds, I'd like to explain one thing that I neglected to mention when I was talking about Istanbul or Constantinople. During the time of Mehmed II, the conqueror of Constantinople, it was I have seen a mosaic out there where the Sultan is actually giving the Patriarch of Constantinople a parchment saying that they would tolerate all religions within Constantinople. And that was a great thing to see. Unfortunately, we know that that no longer is happening or exists, but it just shows you how rapidly this world is changing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was only 600 years ago, and look at where we are today, religions mm-hmm. being on each other's throats and so on. So, but thank you for the opportunity. I just saw my phone go into the orange, so I don't think the batteries will hang on much longer.
That's okay. Thank you so much, sir. And again, we'll talk to you soon, and we're really excited. We're also, real quick to let you know, August 18th, we are definitely going to highlight St. Helen this year, and I cannot wait to share all the information that we're going to do for her and what we're going to do with the order. So thank you again so much. Ladies, would you like to say goodbye to His Grace?
Goodbye,
Your Grace. Goodbye, thank you so much. It's an honor, always, and a pleasure.
Thank you for your opportunity. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You know what's interesting about it all is that, again, it all pertains to we're armoring up, and as ladies, as soul sisters, we are armoring up and getting ready for whatever is going to be next. And I'm not sure, Coretta, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Now we can really do happy birthday stuff.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Again,
it's
Coretta.
It's been a wonderful one.
Thank you so much for being here this morning, because I know you had a night last night. We have just a couple more minutes. And again, this is what Soul Sister Radio is about, this church time. And it was wonderful having our special guest on tonight, His Grace Michael. And, wow, what an opportunity he is giving me to be able to do what we're doing under four. And how amazing is it, Coretta, now it's your birthday. We're going to make you a lady in waiting. How do you feel?
This birthday is amazing, and it just keeps getting better and better and better and better. And like I said, I've never fought so hard to get to church before in my life as I did this morning, trying to find a zone. You know, I'm in a dead zone, and I've got a Bible running around the hotel trying to find a zone, because it costs $1 million to call the show from the hotel phone. And I said, you know, this tells you how important this show is. How many times do you run around a hotel with the hotel Bible trying to find a hot phone for your cell phone? Not even my cell phone, my husband's cell phone, because my cell phone, I can't pick up anything. It is just so funny. And it was such an amazing show, and just an amazing honor to be placed in the lady-in-waiting program, and we're going to Rome.
It's all good. We have about 30 more seconds. Real quick, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to thank the incredible amount of listeners that we had on the switchboard and in our chat room, and I just am blessed by it. And we cannot wait to, again, we have our sea legs here, and we're going to get better and better. But I just want to thank you for joining us. Rebecca, thank you from Virginia, and Coretta from New Jersey, and Magdalena from, Mission Viejo, and I'm up in the valley today, and I just want to thank everybody for being here, and stay tuned for next week on soulsisterradio.com as we continue to reboot church and our definition of what fellowship truly is all about. So thank you, ladies. And real quick, Rebecca, can you end us in prayer?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for the love that you have for us, for our guest on the show today, and just for your love and light and grace in our lives. In your precious name, amen, and blessings to everyone and to all of us for this coming week. Thank you.
Amen.
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 And we will see you next week.
Happy birthday, Coretta.
Radio. Happy birthday, Coretta. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.